From the newsrooms of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, this is Please Explain. I'm Tori Maguire and it is Wednesday, April 22. For the duration of the COVID-19 crisis, Please Explain is coming to you 5 days a week. As of this afternoon, Australia has recorded 6,650 cases of coronavirus and 74 people have died. But since yesterday, nationwide we have reported just 22 new cases. I'm joined now by the Herald's education editor, Jordan Baker. Welcome back to Please Explain, Jordan.
Thank you for having me.
The last time you and I talked on this podcast, I was hiding in the cupboard at home and you were hiding in your bedroom at the very beginning of this remote learning social experiment that we've been put into. And it was a bit terrifying and intimidating at the time, the idea of having to school our kids at home. How have you gone so far?
I found that a lot of things were pared back from their school days. We focused on literacy and numeracy and then watched a fair bit of TV, frankly, because that's what we had to do.
Yeah, as I said, embracing low standards, it's the way forward. I wanted to talk to you today because New South Wales has announced a very interesting return to school protocol starting in week 3 of the next term that's about to start in a week and a half. Can you talk us through Gladys Berejiklian's plan for getting kids back into schools?
So it's a phased approach. There's 5 phases, the first one being full remote learning, which is what we're effectively doing or have been doing. The first step will be a return for 1 day a week. So schools, high schools, primary schools will have to develop a kind of roster system where they get their kids back for 1 day a week. So it's not going to be like the normal school. They're not going to have their same school teacher probably. They won't be doing the normal program. It's mainly the idea is to really just ensure that connection of school, with school is still there. Bit of a welfare check. You know, seeing how they're going, you know, able to sort of explain concepts face-to-face that they might have difficulty explaining, you know, remotely because a lot of kids don't even have the internet, so can't do Zoom. So it's this idea of just reconnecting kids with school for 1 day a week, and then if that goes well and we don't see a resurgence in disease, if everyone's happy with that, then maybe about a month after that they will go to 2 days. And then ideally from term 3, which I think starts at the end of July, they will go back 5 days a week. Now, that would be what they're calling phase 3, which would not be full return to school as we always knew it. There won't be excursions. There probably won't be assemblies. There would probably still be staggered lunch breaks. But the idea is to try and get this back to normal gradually, but as soon as we can, because I think one thing everyone's learned from this is that school is important to kids. The kids really miss it. We did an exercise not too long ago where we got kids to write in and tell us about their learning from home experience. And the real themes that came through is that they really miss school. They miss their mates. They miss their teachers. They miss that sense of belonging that they get from school. Like it's a real part of their identity. And it's this identity that they have that's separate from their families. And I think it's really important to a lot of kids. And they really miss it.
I couldn't believe on the weekend, one of my kids organised a class Zoom and so many kids turned up just on a Sunday afternoon just to chat to each other. And they chatted for ages because they all just want to find out how each other's doing and have that social interaction. Jordan, what's been the response from principals and teachers to this plan? Because it sounds very complicated trying to work out who comes back on what day and whether sibling groups can be prioritised. It's a delicate matrix.
Yes, that is an understatement. It is a delicate matrix. Look, a lot of principals have sort of torn their hair out a little bit over this because last term finished with the expectation that the whole of term 2 would be online, as it will be for Victoria. So everyone was sort of busily planning their online deliveries. So to have this sort of thrown into the mix during the school holidays the message was sort of dribbled out slowly, which caused a fair bit of confusion for about a week. So it's been very stressful for principals and teachers. And this plan, this 1 day a week plan, has a lot of them sort of thinking, how am I going to do it? The most difficult challenge will be high schools. I mean, you know, we can all remember our high school timetabling. It is very delicate at the best of times. So to try and work out how to get high school kids back to school a day a week with all that other stuff going on and then phase it up to 2 days, that's going to be a big challenge. Mm. Primary schools, it's a bit easier, but it's still very fraught because primary schools don't, for example, know how many children are going to turn up on a given day because their parents are working. And so New South Wales schools have been open to kids of parents who can't, who don't have any alternative, who can't help them remotely learn at home. So, and those numbers sort of differ any given day depending on shifts their parents might have. So there's those kids as well. So it is a difficult planning situation for principals. Some are quite worried about it, but others have taken it in good grace and gone, you know what, we've got to get the kids back to school somehow. You know, there was an alternative plan floating around. The Teachers Federation had proposed a return to school that was starting at the primary end with kindy and at the secondary end with year 12. Some private schools may still go with that plan. It would be also logistically difficult. There is no easy way out of this for anyone. The department decided to go with the 1 day a week plan because the feeling was that it wasn't fair to other kids, that if just kindy and year 12 got to go full time, what about year 9, who are sort of historically very disengaged from school and are probably at most risk of really, you know, permanently disengaging some of them? What about year 7, who only just started at their new school and then had to stop? What about year 6, who are at that delicate transition phase? Mm. So there was a view that it wouldn't be fair to the other kids. The other issue is obviously sibling groups. So it's going to be the principals have been asked to make sure that sibling groups can attend together. And the difficulty with the kindy and year 12 model is, I mean, I have a kindergarten kid, for example, so I would be thrilled if she got to go to school every day, but I would find it very difficult to say to my year 1 kid, you can't go. And it would also be much harder for me to look after one kid than two, because at least if I've got two kids at home, they play with each other. If I've got one kid at home, they just mope around miserably wanting my attention all the time. So every proposal has its challenges, and every country that has kind of managed to stave off the virus a little bit is asking itself the same questions. Denmark, going back now and having a similar thing, like 10 kids per classroom, social distancing, trying to keep the parents out. You know, New South Wales in a way is globally leading the world in this, as a couple of countries like Denmark or Norway are. So a lot of other jurisdictions will learn from our experience, I think, on this.
What has been the response from the Teachers Federation? Because they were the ones who really put the pressure on to get the schools closed down in the first place, despite all the CMOs saying there's no evidence that we really need to do this.
Look, I think the Teachers Federation understand that we can't just close schools down forever. They have acknowledged that we'll need to get kids back somehow, sometime. And they have been working with the department to make sure that there are protocols in place for safety, such as reduced class sizes, such as, you know, social distancing, particularly when it comes to adults, because they're much more of a danger of transmission than children. The Teachers Federation is unhappy with the model that the department chose. They would have rather the kindy year 12 model. But there's a lot of, it's a finely balanced situation. You know, there's a lot of teachers who are very worried about their own safety. There are a lot of families who are really at their end of their tether with this whole remote learning thing. There are families that have had to give up an income to make it happen. So there's, you know, something, we have to move forward on this, because the remote learning as a way of life indefinitely is not realistic if our case numbers continue to stay low.
I know that you are a New South Wales-based education editor, Jordan, but I do want to just talk quickly about Victoria, because they have gone down the path of saying the whole of Term 2 is remote. That's a very different proposition to what New South Wales is doing.
Yeah, it is quite different. And the other thing Victorians are saying, so New South Wales has said the whole time, no student will be turned away from a school. So while parents have been encouraged to keep their children home, and most have, I think it was 95, attendance has been down about 95%. Victoria has gone down the road of saying, unless you have a good excuse, you must keep your children at home. So that, so each school sort of then determines what they think is a legitimate reason to send your child to school. So that's a little bit more hardline than New South Wales has been. And also Victoria is saying the whole of Turn 2 remote learning, which is giving schools and parents a level of certainty, but they're not very far into it now. And what I'm seeing in Victoria really mirrors the last 2 weeks of term in New South Wales in terms of parents struggling with this, you know, and struggling even more depending on how many kids they have, the ages of the kids they have, what school their kids might go to. All these sorts of things can mean, you know, one family has a, if a family has a, what seems to be the case is that young, that high school students, for example, are managing quite well because they're old enough to independently learn. Parents who are struggling most are the ones with kids my age, the 5 and 6 year olds and, you know, young primary school kids. And also the parents of year 12 who are, year 12 is very, very, very anxious about this. Year 11 pretty anxious as well. So it's really the top end at the bottom end. And I think that was what was driving that, you know, year 12 kindy first, is to really take the pressure off those parents. So, you know, it's a different situation depending on your own personal situation, really. But I'm watching Victoria and parents struggle. And I think the fact that New South Wales has come up with a date and a plan has, well, a lot of people don't agree with it. Some people don't think kids should be going back to school at all. Some people think they should all go back tomorrow. But at least it's given parents a light at the end of the tunnel. And 10 weeks of remote learning can feel like a very long time when you're staring down the barrel with 2 small children and 2 full-time jobs.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, it does feel like we're in the middle of some kind of sick Truman Show experiment at the moment. I will check back in with you to see how this one day a week thing pans out.
Pleasure. Speak soon, Tori.
Today's episode of Please Explain was produced by David Escort and Amelia Maguire. The journalists, editors, photographers, producers and tech team at The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald are working tirelessly at the moment to cover the COVID-19 crisis factually, fairly and comprehensively. For coverage you can trust, visit our websites or buy our papers. To support our journalism, you can subscribe via our homepages or just search Subscribe, The Sydney Morning Herald or The Age. I'm Tori Maguire. Thanks for listening.